Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily, featuring some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, a returning guest, we hadn't seen him for a few years. It was Alex Edelman, the comedian, Red Sox and Patriots fan. He's over in the UK, touring, going down a storm. So he was on good form, wasn't he? Yeah. What else did we do, Andy? We spoke to Martin Kellner. Yeah, he was good, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was. Looked at all the telly. And Mike Ward looked at a bit of non-sporting telly for you with a show that Andy's very much enjoying. So here it all is.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul. And history was made the other night when referees were allowed to explain their decision, NFL style.
What league was this in, Andy?
It was a game, it was the Club World Cup, actually, in Morocco.
Yeah.
And the referee concerned who made the first announcement was our old mate, Marning, or to give him his full name, Marning Marning Ray.
Marning Ray, Marning Alley. Yeah, that's it. Marning Alley and Marning Ray, the two referees. Yeah.
Anyway, that's it went off okay.
How did it work? Were people pleased with it? Did it work? Have you watched it in action?
Apparently, Ning was jeered as he reviewed the pitchside monitor at painstaking length. But after finally returning to the pitch, his voice was broadcast with a loud crackle over the speaker system. A decision will be a free kick, Auckland number 3, denial of a goal-scoring opportunity, which I think is all, you know, it's progress, isn't it?
Isn't that just what it says on the board, though? They're not giving you any more than that.
Yeah, well... It's not like saying, but I didn't agree with him. I thought personally, actually, it might have been a whole long dialogue.
While you're there, while you've got the mic on you.
Yeah. Let me do a little number.
This is a song from the show Camelot. While I'm here, two fellas walked into a pub. Yeah. Would be tempting, wouldn't it? And we're going to find out what the referees sound like. A bit like, you know, for years, we never knew what Kate Moss sounded like for years. Mm. I mean, like, so suddenly you're going to hear what the referees sound like. And you've all
Was a ref.
Well, yeah, she had a couple of years. She did mainly Sunday mornings. But she'd had enough of it, enough of the abuse.
No, but Mike Dean was on Michael McIntyre's show a couple of weeks ago. And
we've heard Mike Dean talk, yes, haven't we? He's kind of... is Wirral Lilt. But, I mean, some of the other referees who never...
I mean, Mark Plattenberg, I didn't realise he had such a northeastern accent. You don't know, do you? You don't expect, even though they're from that area, you don't, for some reason, you just have no idea how they sound.
We've got no idea how these referees... Sally, Mike, so I speak like that. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, but it might be a bit of a shock to the system.
Steve Hartley. I think John Moss speaks like Steve Hartley.
Yeah, well...
Denial of goal-scoring opportunity.
Yeah, he's not refereeing anymore,
That's fantastic.
You don't know any of the new ones, do you? That won't be a specialist subject in Mastermind. Andy Jacobs, specialist subject, Premier League referees.
New refs.
The people in black who look after... he'd have to give an explanation, wouldn't he?
The Clive Murray explanation.
Now, we've got... In the toilets here at TalkSport, they pipe in a kind of pseudo-Virgin... Our sister station, Virgin Radio playlist, although a couple of the Virgin Radio DJs say neither of the songs, indeed any of the songs on this playlist, are on our playlist.
No.
So I think it needs updating.
It took them about a week to get rid of the Christmas.
Was driving us all mad, wasn't it? About 15th of January, we had simply having a wonderful Christmas time. But I bring this up is because there's a couple of songs I really can't stand, and they're both on the playlist, but they get in your head.
Yeah,
and I come out of the toilets, and I'm going, I said hello, you fool. I can't stand that song. Cannot stand Roxette, and I cannot stand it, but it's in my head. And that other one, there's another one they keep playing, and it seems to be Bladder Synchronicity, because every time I go in there, those two are playing.
What a band they were, Bladder Synchronicity.
Bladder Synchronicity, Four Non-Blondes, What's Going On, which a terrible... What's going on? It sounds like W.C. Fields singing.
Why don't they play Talk Sport in the toilet?
Well, he wants to listen to you in there. Put you off, wouldn't it? Could be there. I couldn't go. It was Andy Jacobs. He was telling a story. I just couldn't go. Anyway.
Don't blame me.
It really blocked me up. I won't go into that now. It's lunchtime, for goodness sake.
I've got a good story about dogs for you, though. You're right, this
okay.
one.
Okay, right.
You'll hope that your Molly lives to this age.
Yeah.
The pooch has broken a record for the world's oldest dog ever to have lived.
Wow.
Bobby, that's his name. Not Greyfriars Bobby, obviously.
No.
Who's 30 years, 268 days old today.
30 years?
Yeah, that's incredible. He put it down to porridge and whiskey in his pedigree chum.
I'm sure he did. That's a little glass of wine, a glass of red wine before he goes to bed. What sort of breed is it, out of interest?
Let me have a look.
Bobby, what is he?
He is a Refiero de Alentejo, a breed of livestock guardian dog.
I think Everton tried to sign him.
Harry had him
10 to 11. Yeah. You know, me and Kev, we went and had a look at him.
Refiero de Alentejo.
We were looking for someone to play left side of midfield. Turned up, he was a 30-year-old dog. So we flew back again. Anyway,
yes.
One of the things I want to get the listeners going on today is when your cover was blown. Sean Dyche, we're going to hear from him later on. Stan Collymore popped up at the training ground. Saw a couple of his old teammates, Ian Wone and Steve Stone, on the coaching staff with Sean Dyche. Nice picture with the three of them. But Sean Dyche, one of the things he's used in these few days he's had at Everton is to get them all to fill out an anonymous questionnaire. Did you see this?
I did. I thought it was a good idea.
It was a good idea. Yeah. Basically asked all the players anonymously what they felt was going wrong. And then they shared them. They shared all of these things. But I would imagine there may have been a name at the top on some of them.
Yeah.
So it could have been so easy to say, you know, Connor Cody thinks you're garbage. Oh, no, sorry, Mr. X thinks you're garbage.
Yeah,
so I just wondered, if there had been a situation where your cover...
Well, you go bright red when he's reading it out. It's a bit of a giveaway. Yeah.
That's right. So, but there would be someone, maybe it's a turn of phrase or maybe it's been a complaint they've had on the pitch. And then when they make it anonymously,
yeah,
a few players turn around and look at someone and say, wasn't me who said it.
Yeah.
So we are looking for tales of when your cover was blown this afternoon and in what circumstances were you outed in that sense.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
With Sean Dyche asking his new Everton players to fill in an anonymous questionnaire to say what they think has been going wrong this season, and then they aired all the views, it went into the... It's like the old school suggestion box, isn't it? And they all answered the questions. We were interested to know the day your cover was blown, because almost certainly someone in there would have read something out, or the gaffer would have read it out, and one of the players would have thought, that's definitely come from him, or that's come from him. So sometimes your cover does get blown. Kev Burgess says, on a work training course years ago, they showed us an actual letter sent as a what not to do example. The trouble was they forgot to remove the writer's name, and the bloke was sitting there in the room with us. All got a bit awkward, he says. So if your cover was blown in any circumstance, obviously not if you're an undercover police officer or a spy. Ideally, you haven't got to tell us about that. Talksport.com/H&J. You can text to 81089 or you can tweet to TSHNJ. Hello, it's Dave here in my safe house. I say Dave, it's not my real name. But yeah, do let us know when your cover was blown.
Now, interestingly, in cricket, in the county championship this year, they're going to trial the Kookaburra ball, which does far less than the Duke's ball. It's doing basically...
They use in Australia,
The one they use in Australia. And I was just thinking it'd be so great in those Sussex games when Steve Smith's playing this. Oh, sorry, Steve, we're not using the Duke's ball, we're using the Kookaburra, the one you're used to.
Yeah.
Marvellous. No advantage for you in the Test series, but I don't think that's going to happen. Cam Smith has said it hurts.
Yeah, this is a corker, isn't
it? He's a piece of work, isn't he?
Yeah.
It hurts that live golfers can't become world number one. Honestly, they should rename their next tournament to the Cake and Eat It Open. Honestly, it's pitiful, isn't it?
I don't know if you saw it. I was wandering past a poster on the way into work for a West End show, the show 222, a ghost story featuring mate Jake Wood, who we occasionally speak to on the show. From
boxing fan.
He's a big boxing fan.
Podcaster.
His podcast with Spencer Oliver. But in it at the moment, the cast, Jake Wood, Scott Kareem, Louise Ford, and Cheryl. Not Cheryl Tweedy, not Cheryl Cole, not Cheryl Fernandez-Vassini.
No.
Just Cheryl.
Yeah, that's how
she's gone solo name.
I know, that's how she styles herself now. She got good reviews, actually, so, you know.
Yeah.
Quite good.
Yeah.
The producer suggests it's 222 for two, ghost story. What you call a double Shep. You have to lift both legs off the ground. So that's for fans of old umpires from back in the day. But, yeah, what about that? She's gone. I mean, I wonder if I went out there, if I did some Vox Pops, right? Mm. If I went out there now and I said to people in the street, Cheryl, who do you think of? They'll probably say, oh, yeah, Cheryl out of Girls Aloud. Yeah. Some of them would. Some of them might say Cheryl out of Bucks Fizz. Some of the older ones.
Yeah.
That's it. There's your famous shit. Come on, let's have.
It was a Cheryl Neighbours that was married to. She's,
no one, apart
Lou Carpenter.
From you, you're the only one who's going to know Cheryl was married to Lou Carpenter. If I go, I'm talking about the average Joe or Joanne in the streets. If I wander around the streets of London, be a bit of a pointless thing to do. Yeah. Well, so you'd be here
wander
on your own.
The streets of London. Who are you, Ralph Mattel?
Let me take the by the hand and ask people who Cheryl is. But I mean, if I went out in the streets now and I said Andy, when you think of Andy, who do you think of?
Yeah.
How quick would it be? How many people would I have to ask before they said, oh, Andy Jacobs off of TalkSport?
Thousands.
How many Andys would they get through?
Thousands and thousands.
I think they probably
Who'd
would.
Who would be your most popular Andy, the most well-known Andy?
Come on, let's have your wellness.
And Andy Gray, I suppose.
It is Friday. Let's have your favourite Andy. Let's not do that.
let's
have
Andy.
Your favourite Andys.
Cap.
Well, look, we are interested in finding out your tales of when your cover was blown. So do bring us those. TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. I don't know if you saw the other day, there was an outbreak of stomach upsets on Love Island.
Oh, yeah,
I did. That would have taken the romance out of it, wouldn't it, really? Also would have meant a suspension of mine and Charlie's spin-off show, Bean Island. There's no way we could have gone ahead with production that day, I don't think. Almost certainly not. Anything else you want to talk about?
There wasn't much sport last night, so that I felt like I had to watch. So I watched Nolly, the story of Noel Gordon.
Okay.
I only mention it because our old mate Lloyd Griffith, who I gather is on next
Tuesday. He's on next week, yeah.
He's in it as Benny from Crossroads.
Lloyd plays Benny from Crossroads. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I think he's
very good, I must say. I've watched two out of the three. It's a recommend.
He's in the
really
talk.
Good.
This is a Noel Gordon kid. So yeah. Ask your granddad. This is the star of a daytime soap. Before Neighbours, there were other daytime soaps.
And this Rev, called 18 years she was in
Crossroads, and she was the queen of Crossroads. She ran the Crossroads
they just
Motel.
Sacked her for no reason. It was quite harsh.
I said, okay, well, don't spoiler it.
That's the opening premise of the show.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
fair enough.
I'm not a spoiler.
Okay, it's just ruining it.
No need to watch it now. She goes in the end.
Yeah, that's marvellous.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
It's Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs here on TalkSport, making a welcome return to the studio. We've not seen him for two or three years, I would guess.
We've had COVID.
Yeah, we have had COVID. That's right. There was. I knew something had happened. Alex Edelman joins us. He's at the Manio Chocolate Factory, just around the corner from our studios at the moment, in Just For Us, his new stand-up show. Good to see you again, Alex.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've been back.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the show, let's talk a bit about the show first, because you did it in the States. I think you've done it elsewhere, and you're on this London run. It's been well-received.
Mm. It's been really well-received. You know, it's the funny thing is that I did an early version of the show here in the UK a couple years back before the pandemic, and then in the pandemic I rejiggered the show and it went up in New York, and it ran for like a year in New York City, which is crazy, and all my like comedy heroes came to see it, like Seinfeld and Steve Martin and all those guys. So now we're doing a little run here. It's been
a bit of nerves. Was there a bit of nerves? Something when you kind of look down and you see fellow comedians, especially some of your heroes, does it throw you a touch or not?
I kept thinking when Seinfeld was in, I kept thinking, like, how did anyone ever shoot Abraham Lincoln in the theater? Because every minute people were looking at Seinfeld, and I'm sure during that play that Lincoln was at, wasn't everyone like, what does Abraham Lincoln think of this?
Yeah. You know, like, that's true.
But it is nerve wracking the first time, but like, it's been nice. The show is sort of had a nice little run in the States, and I got to do it at a little bit of it at the White House in front of the Vice President, and I was like, nothing makes me nervous anymore. And then, you know, when you look over, you see the Vice President and her husband standing there. Then I was like bricking it a little
bit. Was she laughing?
Yeah, she was. But, you know, maybe she's just being polite. But it was but it was cool. It's been a nice run, and it's nice to be back here. It's been ages.
You might get an invite to do comedians in cars talking about coffee.
Yes.
The other way around.
I asked him, actually.
Having coffee. Yeah,
I said, I love that show. He went, I'm not doing that anymore.
Oh, really?
but he was so nice. And he actually, I have a little part. Seinfeld's directing a film, and so he asked me if I wanted to be part of this film. So I have a tiny little part in the film. I was one of Hugh Grant's henchmen.
Oh, well,
but I have a scene where I get to scream at Hugh Grant, which is really nice.
Oh, it sounds good.
It's a lot of fun.
Now, the show, Just For Us, at its core, is a meeting of neo-Nazis that you went to in New York. Not necessarily the stuff of comedy, but obviously from that point of view, it worked.
I mean, I'm an Orthodox Jew, so I thought, why not put myself in a habitat that's super unnatural? But yeah, I mean, guys, it's really dramatic. Obviously, I get killed at the end of it. You know? So, but yeah, that's sort of the show, and it's sort of about assimilation and identity and other stuff that you wouldn't think is good for comedy, but it's a stand-up comedy show. There's lots of jokes in it and stuff like that. So it's been a delight. It's been a delight to bring it back, and it's a I love doing it, if I'm being honest. It's a lot of fun, but I haven't missed this weather, I'll tell you that.
That's true. I mean, you can never believe Wikipedia, because I know mine and Paul's is just completely subverted, but according to yours, you've got a lot of names. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
David Yosef Shimon Ben Elazar Ruvain Alexander Halevi Edelman. So yeah, I mean, that's a lot of names. I'm like Dikembe Mutombo, the old basketball.
Good for the shirt sales and the name on the back.
Yeah. That's a great idea. My passport is a mess, you know. But yeah, it's a long name. But a lot of people have long Hebrew names, and that's what it is. That when I was a kid, I was jokingly called by that name, and now it's sort of, you know, I always considered it my real name, but now I go by Alex instead of David or David Yosef. So.
You're the other thing we often used to work was your brother, of course, was an Olympian, wasn't
yes.
he?
Yes,
he was. Your great sporting link.
Yes, AJ made the 2018 Winter Olympics for Israel. My nickname for him is either the Frozen Chosen or Shul Runnings, if that makes any sense. Shul means synagogue in Yiddish. It's my best work, honestly.
But
it was amazing getting him to see, you know, getting to see him compete. We went to Pyeongchang. It was a whole thing. It was a blast.
Yeah. And you are a big sports fan. You worked in sports.
I worked in baseball.
Yeah.
Or garbage cricket, as Nish Kumar, the British comedian, said. But I love baseball. And look, I'm aware that I'm in the room with is the Baltimore Orioles? Am I remembering correctly that you like the Orioles?
No, not particularly. I like baseball as a sport, but I don't really fight. You can't. If you're not from a place, I don't believe. I never understand people
saying,
is that
true?
Oh, hello, I'm a Miami Dolphins fan. Why? You don't live in Miami. You don't even go there.
So there's no one you've ever kind of looked out for?
No,
you've really kind
not
of,
really.
Yeah.
No, I love American sport.
Well, someone explain to me, though, why the Jacksonville Jaguars are absolutely huge here. Is it because they've played at Wembley so many times?
They play at Wembley. There's the links to one.
against Fulham.
Yeah, Chad Khan is owns one of the football clubs here, and yeah, he's got. Well, it's always good to see him because when he comes in, he brings us a bottle of Fulham vodka.
No, he does not.
Oh yeah,
you lie. Like
last time he came in, I mean, payola all the way.
I've still got mine. Though.
Fulham never get any bad press on this show after that. He knew what
that's
he was doing.
Hysterical.
Yeah, but yeah, I think it's that. It's the fact they were one of the first teams to play regular games at Wembley. What's the feeling? We have some of the players that have played at Wembley and have played now at the Spurs Stadium, and they say obviously to us that they love coming over. I mean, what's the kind of feel of the fans that you take these regular season games? You don't get many if you're say a Patriots fan.
You know, I took a special trip here to kind of see the Giants play the Packers at Tottenham in October. I had a few days between LA and I had to be in France, and so I went to go see the game. And the feeling of the fans who, like, a lot of Americans make a trip for the game. Mm. And they absolutely love it. And in the States, like, a little bit of jealousy, honestly, a little bit, when you see that your team is not playing at Wembley. Mm. Like, lots of teams have not had the opportunity to do that. And when the Patriots did it, it was a whole deal. I'm a big Patriots fan, New England Patriots. So I'm just thrilled that they got to. But yeah, the attitude in the States is that it's a real special treat and that they should do it a bit more. But when they thought about moving the Jaguars here, I think people were like, okay, hold, yeah, that's a bit much.
There's been an awful lot. They've been talking about this for 5 or 6 years. The idea of a franchise being based here is it's kind of, yeah, you're right, it's a huge step.
Imagine you're the Los Angeles Rams and you've got to fly 10 hours and you're playing 8 hours. You know, you're not even able to adjust to the jet lag and you're doing it constantly. So the teams that do it, they schedule them quite carefully, and often they're East Coast teams, it seems, so that they're not playing at the most brutal time of the day. But I mean I'm thrilled when it happens, but the game here is exploding. It feels like American football is really huge now in this country in a way that it wasn't when I first started coming here.
The tickets sell out incredibly quickly. They do. All, you know, 60,000-80,000 tickets just sell like that.
So. I don't like the. I hope this isn't going to be rude. It's rude, but whatever. But like, I don't like the coverage that American football gets over here. It always feels like slightly condescending. Like, they'll take a break and they'll be like, okay, so that was called a timeout. And the team is taking a timeout so that the coach can regroup. And like, it makes sense. Everyone understands what's good. They'll still explain like football offsides to people in a way that they don't need anymore. Like, this country is plenty American football literate. They don't need it. And it's also always like, this commentator is the coach of the Hamilton Tigers Canadian team for 2 years. And now he's like, Tom Brady is going to be an announcer. Like, you guys need a better, higher quality. You need a Shearer level quality.
Well,
he does
a bit, but maybe we need someone.
I just
watch
Red Zone. I love that.
Oh yeah, of course.
That guy is brilliant.
Oh, it's amazing.
He's incredible. I don't know how he does
Octo box.
Is
it.
Octobox, Quadro box. Yeah.
Is it news here, by the way? When American, like, what is the American sports news that still filters over in a way that is?
Well, obviously Brady was big. We went as soon as he sort of dropped that video the other day outside his condo. We went straight onto it. We had a guest on one of our team. Will, who's going to be heading over to the Super Bowl. We covered a Super Bowl and we cover NFL on here. But I'm going to ask you about Brady because Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, said he wants to re-sign Brady for a day. Give him a one-day contract so he retires a Patriot. What do you make? A gimmick? Do you like it?
I absolutely. First of all, it happens all the time. Happens all the time.
Will he just stand on the sideline? Will he already come in for one
play? No, he won't even play. Yeah. It'll be a one-day contract so that he can retire, can finish his career as a Patriot. It's an honor. People do this constantly. It's a thing that is done in American sports and Canadian sports too, because it's to sort of acknowledge that, you know, the time for a player, like, look, what it is usually lots of, it's very rare now for a player to play, you know, like 20 years with, has it happened in the Premier League? Like, one player played his entire tenure at one
team. Yeah, it's happened. It happens. It's rare these days, but it does happen. One club man.
So that's what happened. It used to be much more common in the United States. They, you know, team, like players, especially in baseball, would play their whole careers for one team. But in the era of free agency and the fortunes of a team rise and fall, and so it was time for Brady to move on. But he played so many years at the Patriots. He played for the Patriots from like 2000 until like 2020 or something like that. And that's 20 years in one team. And so it was right for him to move on. But I think the fans very much want him back. And the question is, I think, how bad was the blood between Brady and the organization when he split.
Yeah.
And I actually don't think he'll do it. And I think the reason he won't do it isn't bad blood with the Patriots. I think he'll do it because I think he really cared a lot about his time in Tampa Bay. And a lot of these guys who leave and go on don't have great second careers. Mm. Brady's last 3 years have been very good. He won a Super Bowl. Like,
amazing. Yeah, that was amazing.
Brady, my favorite statistic about Tom Brady is that he has more Super Bowls than any team.
Yeah,
there
amazing.
Are no teams that have seven Super Bowls. Brady has seven Super Bowls. It's ridiculous.
Amazing.
The greatest winner of all time.
Alex, we're out of time. Lovely to see you. Just for us, Menier Chocolate Factory here in London, just along from London Bridge. You're there till the 26th of February, Tuesday to Saturday, 7:30, and on Saturday and Sunday as well at 3 p.m. There are some tickets still available.
There are some tickets still available. Please do come down.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Yes, it's time once again to reflect on a week of sport on TV in the company, as always, of Mr. Martin Kellner. Good afternoon, Martin.
Very good afternoon to you, boys.
King of overnights. King of overnights, of course.
And so much more, I feel.
Talk sport. Yeah, I mean, these days, very much talk sport's king of overnights. Now, you've been watching the darts, Martin, I understand, this week.
Yes. Well, darts is very much like cricket. It just goes on forever. if your appetite for darts is still not completely satisfied, it's the Darts Premier League now. So basically, you have the World Championship, the Ali Pali, and then you get the Premier League, which goes to different parts of the country. So here in the provinces, we get a chance to enjoy the darts. I went to the Premier League when it was on at the First Direct Arena in Leeds, which gave us a thrilling opportunity to enjoy a drink at London prices.
Could have been at the Irish Centre where they used to hold the
Irish Centre in Leeds where they did indoor league.
I saw Wishbone Ash at the Irish Centre just on a tangent. It's all good fun. They've got the four best players, right? So you get the four best players and then four of the sort of up-and-coming players who are invited to join. So it's sort of an invitational tournament, really. Yeah. Emma Payton introducing it, and she said what she always says. She said, "We've got four of the best players on the planet." Now, I don't know when this interplanetary darts is going to start.
The one with about six arms, he's going to be very good, isn't he? It's going to be like Men in Black, the darts tournament. Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Anyway, if you like darts, I mean, the great thing about darts is it's, you know, Thursday night, there was no football. You know, they'd done the two Carabao Cup semi-finals. So there's no football on the Thursday. Switched on to Sky Sports main events. There's the darts. And it's always hugely entertaining. Even though you say, do I want to watch more darts? And then you look at what else is on and think, I'll watch a bit more darts.
I know what you mean, though. It's compelling once you start watching it.
It's interesting. Talking to somebody the other day, not realising that the now famous Wayne Marvel commentary in the PDC final of I Can't Spake was not sort of Wayne's own work. He'd be the first to admit it's a homage to the world of rugby league, isn't it? And I'd hate for people not to go and fully enjoy the full clip that line comes from, because it's just one of the most stunning pieces of commentary ever, isn't it? A very, very biased bit of commentary, but brilliant.
Absolutely, it is. And that's not the... I mean, I Can't Spake isn't necessarily the highlight. No. Just again, to go off to a wee bit of a tangent, on the film club thing that I do on the overnight show, which is basically lame puns on film titles.
Oh, no, it's good,
Well, the best one that anybody ever came up with, I think we were doing the Rugby League Film Club or something, and they came up with Bottleless Get Carter. Which I thought was an absolute classic. But there you go, the darts is on, and it's very entertaining. Obviously, the two semi-finals which I referred to were on there. Sort of limited interest. I sort of kept a note of the score, but once you saw that Man United were ahead and once you saw that Newcastle were ahead,
They kind of, it was done. The race was run, wasn't it?
It really? Was a wee bit done. And of course, the Newcastle match coincided with the transfer window, which sort of went on all night. And I know it did on Talk Sport as well. Just a bit of a tribute to Vinnie O'Connor. Vinnie O'Connor was Sky's man at Finch Farm, which, I mean, it sounds like it's something on Postman Pat's brand, but is in fact Everton's training ground.
Yeah.
And Vinnie O'Connor was there all day for nothing. He was there all day for absolutely nothing.
It's the nature of the job, though, isn't it? On deadline day, you can spend a fruitless day outside a training ground. Well, inside these days, you can't stand outside because people put sort of various things you buy in old little chefs on the A1 in your ear.
That's absolutely true.
That's true.
But yeah, he was there. Anyway, Vinnie O'Connor was there all day. So, you know, good luck to him. Yeah. I mean, I know you're not a huge fan of the transfer window, Andy.
Well, he might be now.
No, I'm
to the January David.
No, I'm not really. I mean, it was it was too much, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was too much.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy all these kind of stellar players,
It'll be fine.
It's the entertainment value you're going to get from it.
A 31-man squad. He's got to get rid of at least
let other people
eight
worry
players.
About that. Just sit back with your big cigar in the, you know, and just watch.
It's not going to happen instantly.
Watch the game.
When they get all the players back, then they will improve.
Embarrassment of riches. Imagine what that's like,
particularly any better than it's
been. Our respective clubs is a phrase we rarely get to use. Embarrassment of riches. Embarrassment, often.
Embarrassment, very, very much so. Speaking of which, we're playing at Newcastle tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, obviously Newcastle were on against Southampton. And then they showed this this documentary, a little documentary they've done called The Entertainers, which is about Newcastle United under Kevin Keegan.
Oh, yeah.
I've said this before. I often wonder what, I mean, it was a fantastic era for Newcastle, a fantastic era. And we all, you know, when we talk about Kevin Keegan, we always see that, you know, I would love it clip. The clip that's shown less often but is in this documentary is the one where they'd sold Andy Cole and he came out and...
on the steps of the ground,
On the steps of the ground. And you thought, what a loss in a way, Kevin Keegan. He's according to what I read these days, he's having a fine retirement. He's living in Cheshire and he spends a lot of time with his grandchildren. He's very much a family man and all that.
Our old friend Charlie Baker did some work with him for our good friends at Paddy Power a while back and said he was in fine fettle. So,
He looks absolutely fine. But I was reading in the paper this morning that Peter Taylor's back coaching at Maldon and Tiptree. In what, like the 7th or 8th level. And I just thought it's a shame that a man with the enthusiasm for football that Kevin Keegan has isn't doing something beyond, you know, the odd personal appearance and after-dinner speaking and all that.
He was always a good pundit in old days.
I mean, he had that moment, didn't he?
That moment.
The quickly Kevin moment that spawned the guy's podcast. But, yeah, will he score? It was always for that. Yes. I saved it. Peter Taylor. People may forget the great Peter Taylor.
Yeah.
From Palace and Spurs winger and an England manager for one game as well, under 21 coach. Did a fantastic Norman Wisdom impression that he would do on the big match highlight show. And come on. And so a man of many voices, Peter.
Yeah, and it's just great that he's back in football. You know, just seeing this programme again, though, with Kevin Keegan, there was a lot. He convinced John Beresford that he would play for England. And John Beresford says on this documentary, you know, when he said that to me, I thought he's lost it. He's finally lost it. But in fact, John Beresford did have one game for England B, I believe.
Yeah.
So
you also watched on Netflix, Martin, Physical 100. What is that all
bizarre.
About?
Yeah. This has been described as a cross between Squid Game and Gladiators.
Wow.
Basically, it's 100 people who have all got perfect human bodies.
Oh.
The program.
Not in their attic. You mean...
Not in their attic. Nor in their
just wanted to clear that up.
Yes, no, I'm glad you did. It's 9 episodes. I'm not going to commit to it for 9 episodes.
No.
But it's interesting because it's the sort of USP of the program. It says the human body does not lie.
Oh.
I'm not sure about that.
No,
you know,
why?
There's many times, you know, as you get a little bit older, you think you can do stuff, and you find that your human body is actually lying to you, or at least fibbing to you.
Yeah.
It says, across the world, there are many different humans and body shapes,
yeah.
And in the end, only one body will be left standing. So basically, it's a Korean program.
Oh.
Yeah, it hasn't got the jeopardy of the original, though.
Well, I should hope not. Really? Yeah, that would be. Imagine that. I'll tell you, you'd still find people to do it though.
Yeah.
You do realise what? Yeah, I'm still up for it though. I'll give it a crack.
Yeah,
it's worrying.
Well, they do all these tasks, and basically, they're tasks that you know, you can have some really big sort of bodybuilding guy against a gymnast, but it's a sort of mixed task, so there's a very good chance that the sort of diminutive slim gymnast might beat the huge, you know, the huge guy with the huge muscles.
Yeah.
But the first episode of it, and whether I'm going to get past episode one or not, I doubt, but the first episode of it, you've got 100 sculptures of these torsos around the place.
Nice.
And then the people come into shot, and it's all a bit... I don't know what the word to say is, really. But they admire each other's bodies.
Huh.
One says, you have a great body. Right. Your upper arm is as wide as my face.
Oh, lovely.
Which is not a sort
that's
of chat up
line and a half. Try that one in the pub tonight, listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I say, there's all these sculptures of the torsos hanging. You know, a bit like a Greek... Greek,
it was Joe Ross,
you know,
like big arms.
Yeah, we'll go and check it out. We'll go and check it out, Martin. We're going
to it is fascinating. I mean, it is weird.
Okay.
I didn't know whether you know how to react to this thing at all. Yeah. You know, but if you have a body like a Greek god, although some of us, of course, got a body like a Greek restaurant.
Working from the old book.
I like that book.
Yeah, that's good. I like his old book.
Be,
his granny
be
dust.
More of those. Be more of those overnight.
As he blows the dust off of it, it's fantastic.
Excellent.
Martin,
I don't know why I bother, to be honest.
I liked it.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Now, plenty of live football for you over the weekend here on TalkSport and TalkSport 2, but you may find yourself at a loose end, chance to watch a bit of non-sporting TV. And to mark your card, as always, Brighton and Hove Albion supporting Mike Ward. Good afternoon, Mike.
Hi, guys. Hi.
And you went a bit postal on your mob on Monday, calling their fans arrogant. That's the last word I would use to describe you, Mike.
I'm not saying anything else.
Yeah, it's fine. It was all quite tongue-in-cheek. It was quite panto. And myself and Danny Kelly, we stood your corner.
Thank you.
So, Andy's enjoyed this show. It's on ITVX. I think it's for people of a certain age.
Me?
Yeah, probably. Russell T. Davis has written it, so it's got a mark of quality, of course. And it's called Nolly. It's about Noel Gordon, the queen of the soaps back in the day on
it's
ITV.
Brilliantly done, I think.
It is absolutely brilliant. I've been trying to sort of tell people about it. And are you sure, really? And I think you have to watch it. And I think you do have to be of a certain age to remember Crossroads, which, of course, was massively popular as a soap in the 70s into the 80s. And Noel Gordon was the queen of soap. She was winning awards. I remember her winning popularity award every single year, you know, a bit like Anton Deck win things nowadays. Mm. And then she got axed. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, she got axed. And that's the sort of what this story hinges on over the course of three parts. So what's great about the writing, and she's played by Helena Bonham Carter, by the way, who's brilliant in it. The great about the writing is that it manages to sort of recognise the fact that Crossroads was terrible. I mean, it was wooden and rickety, and and Victoria Wood took inspiration for Acorn Antiques from it, and it was pretty accurate.
Mm.
But at the same time, there's a poignant story there. You know, this is the character of Noel Gordon is portrayed here as being something of a diva, which she may well have been. I don't know well enough, but there's that implication, and it's very sad when she actually everything falls apart and she has nothing in her life. So it manages to sort of go from the ludicrous extremes of the program she was on, but still make her sort of downfall, if you like, touching, and it really works well.
Bit of a lack of Amy Turtle, I was a bit disappointed.
There was a little bit of Amy Turtle,
maybe
wasn't
because
there?
Of Acorn Antiques. It's very hard to follow Julie Waters' performance, really. No.
Yeah, I think Amy Turtle becoming
fantastic. You can see clips of her on YouTube because with ITVX you have to watch all the ads. So
unless you subscribe,
that's the worst thing about it. Oh, subscribe, okay,
or become a TV critic.
So that's you can watch that ITVX. It's on there now to download. Is it three parts, Mike?
It is three parts, yeah. They whiz by.
It's Celebrity good. Mastermind tomorrow night, and you've quite thankfully given us, it's 5.35 BBC One. Yes. Bobby Davro answers questions on Andy.
Gilbert O'Sullivan. The popular piano-playing singer. Not the plumber.
Gilbert O'Sullivan. Gilbert O'Sullivan.
I feel tempted. I have actually sat and watched this episode, especially. I can't really obviously tell you what happens because that would spoil everyone's fun. But he knows his Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
He really knows his Gilbert O'Sullivan. The great thing is, obviously, with all Mastermind, whether it's celebrity or not, is how people perform and the general knowledge. So you can be an absolute genius on you pick that special.
I'm better on the general knowledge than I am on my special.
Well, yeah, as we discovered this week. Yeah, yeah.
What's the lowest denomination of coin in circulation in Britain now?
Really?
Penny,
is it the penny?
That's one of the questions in general knowledge, and that's the person who's asked it. I won't say any more. Has no idea what the question means, let alone the answer. So there you go.
We look forward to Remy Bergs, who answers from Radio 1, answers questions on salmon. And then tells us she's had salmon, or he's, is it he?
It's a she.
Oh, it's a she.
Salmon,
so
the pink-fleshed fish.
Yes, I've had salmon three times already this week. I just love it.
Well, yeah.
So,
yes,
I love
a
it.
Lot of salmon.
Good. So that is Celebrity 5.35 BBC One. We're nearly out of time because times are pressing. But it's the last ever episode of Happy Valley. We don't want it to be too much of a spoiler alert because maybe some people are still following the series. But it's become brilliant. A huge show, this massive audience.
And the way that I'm doing it in the old fashioned weekly episode thing, you know, it's capturing people's imaginations, a bit like Line of Duty played out in the same way. Last ever episode, so Sarah Lancashire's character, Catherine Kaywood, the police officer, she's about to go into retirement, but this vicious guy, Tommy Lee Royce, is on the run, and we're set for a big. I haven't watched it yet. I have got a copy, which I'm going to sit and watch in a few minutes, so I can't give anything away because I don't know.
Text me after the show.
I don't want it spoiled, do you, Andy?
I like a spoiler.
And he's the only person who likes a spoiler.
Takes the tension out of it. The Hawksby and Jacobs
Daily Podcast. Well, that's us. Hope you enjoyed that. We'll do it all again on Monday. Danny Kelly with us, Andy Brassel, as all the Premier League games return after the Cup last week. We look forward to that. Do hope you can join us from 1. If not, the podcast will be available around 4, as always. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4pm on TalkSport.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.